You know, for us after that one, I think everyone in this locker room is pretty disappointed. You know, we had multiple opportunities to end the game. Regulation and overtime. Really just killed ourselves with penalties and things we did and really just stopped us.
On the illegal procedure, when did you realize that?
I didn't until we got all the way down there and then they threw the flag. Going back and looking, I think it was the right call. I don't know if I've ever seen that where they don't throw a flag and decide to throw one after the play's over.
Did you yourself get any explanation?
Yeah, I mean, I think who said the wide receiver should have been on the ball, which is something I've got to see. Everyone's got to see that before the snap, but it's just tough.
It's almost more frustrating to have a game end in a tie than somebody winning or losing.
Yeah, especially like I said earlier, when you have opportunities to win the game, multiple opportunities, it's really frustrating to come out with a tie. It's hard to win on the road in this league. We put ourselves in a position to do that today. We just didn't come up with a plan.
Sam, when you hit Pettis with that go-ahead touchdown, you had to be feeling really good, right? There's only a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. I had all the confidence in the world that we were going to win the game at that point. Obviously, it was a great job by our special teams converting that fake punt to get that drive going. Knew when we scored, I was 100% sure we were going to win that game.
Before that touchdown, Sam, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you call a timeout there before that play? Was there a timeout in there?
Which one?
Before the two-yard touchdown pass?
It's all running together. There might have been a timeout. I don't know. I can't answer that.
I guess that answers the question of what type of game this was.
Yeah.
Remember what happened in it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's going to be a lot of positives for us as an offense to take away from this game. Going against a defense like that, being able to come out and move the ball and put the points up like we were able to. But at the same time, there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to have to correct going forward if we want to win close games.
Sam, what's the mood like in the locker room? I mean, is everybody mad or do they know how to feel at all?
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. I've never been a part of a game like that before. Like I said earlier, I think the mood in this locker room was disappointing.
Was it a surprise to you to find out that Chris Givens wasn't going today?
Yeah. I think it surprised everyone, but, it's just like anything. When someone is either down with an injury or out of the game, it just opens an opportunity for someone else to step up and make plays.
So when did you find out?
Before the game.
You didn't know until today?
Yeah.
What can you say about what Danny brought to the table coming back?
You can't say enough about him. He played his heart out today, made a lot of big plays for us. It just shows, what we've missed the past couple of weeks with him in the slot. He did a great job of getting open when they played him one-on-one. It feels good to have him back on the field.